What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, coming up in minutes here, we'll drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. But it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's bad.
Today we have a Metallica Labor Day weekend inspired Bad Choice Friday with the one and only Richard Cheese.
Makes it light.
Come on now.
Enter night.
Yeah.
Take my hand
and put it
never, never land.
Richard Cheese doing his take on Inner Sandman, taking on the one and only Pat Boone.
Exit lights.
Hello.
Enter night.
This half the room.
Take my hand.
Flat half.
Never.
All right, all together. Pat Boone, Inner Sandman, taking on Richard Cheese's version of Inner Sandman. One of those two tunes coming up. Aren't you lucky?
You're welcome.
Yeah, right after we drink a toast with the shot of the day. All right, let's see here. Do we have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
All right, based on time, we'll jump into the birthdays. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Please wish Bryce a very happy 19th birthday. Have Coach Ted give him a pep talk as he starts his college football career as a University of Puget Sound logger. Thanks, guys. That from Coach John.
No position, huh?
Does not say the position, but I looked up that school. They have a nice facility down there for the team.
Yeah. First of all, tell your dad to get his act together, right? You want to be a good football player, it's about fundamentals. Dad, what advice does a coach give somebody? Overall game of football? Put the goddamn position in there. All right, son, your freshman year, you got to go in tough, right? I assume you're not the quarterback. So we got to hit some heads.
His all dad right. Would have let you know if it's a quarterback.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, geez, come on, man. What's he playing? Offense, defense, whatever. Right. You go into camp, you go in hard, all right? And get your head in the playbook, all right? That's going to help your PT if you know the plays.
Not only that, get your ass in the weight room. The first thing you see from a freshman or a redshirt freshman to a freshman is the difference
in their bulk
that the weight program makes in college from when they came in high school.
Massive.
First year, it is so important to get your ass in shape. Mm-hmm. And you will come back a different-looking person who might even be playing a different position based on how your body has transformed on a college
lifting. How many former running backs or linebackers or former linebackers became running backs or former safeties became linebackers, right?
Sometimes just even the 3 months over the summer, you cannot believe just how different someone looks and how much.
And let's play defensive tackle.
Bigger, stronger,
you will always be a defensive tackle.
Yeah, well, I will say there's some giant dudes that come in to play defensive tackle or something that will lose weight.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But y'all, it's like a shout out to my beautiful wife, Rita, for her 30th birthday. Thanks for being a great wife and a great mom to our 3-year-old boy. I love you, my
Priscilla. Me, Priscilla.
I do not know.
That's right. I'd like the Dirty Germans to tell her what to expect for her birthday. Also, Coach Ted to tell her what to expect with, now that she's no longer in her 20s and has officially become an adult. That from her sexy Mexican husband, Jamie. Thanks, guys, and have a great Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, your name is Rita, so tonight I expect you to have a salt-rimmed margarita.
Yes, yeah, see? It's supposed to be the only salty taste in a mouth, so.
Yeah.
All right, 30th birthday. That's a big one. Big 3-0. Now, I will say, that is your name, so go out there and get some margaritas, maybe a Modelo, maybe a Men's Room IPA. The main thing is, you got 3 days to tell your husband, I ain't doing that. That's your job. I got 3 days. It's my birthday. Get out of here.
Guys, it's my wife Nita's birthday in ITA. Can she get a Vince Neil? I just said that. And a Wendy Williams burp fart. Thanks, guys. That from Jerry.
I just said that.
Dip responsibly.
Burp fart. Yeah, there we go.
Right, okay. Next to
all right. We're running a promo for a Secret Motley Crue show, aren't we?
Ooh, yes.
Yes, we are.
Steve and I, even before the texter came in,
We think it's going to be at a Golden Corral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all you can eat buffet.
We don't know. Maybe the casino, just wherever you can just keep walking back up. Wouldn't that be cool, though?
You can join Vince Neil as he eats everything. Except the lettuce.
Sign up now, KISW.com, for your chance to eat with Vince Neil.
Jesus.
It lasts longer than the concert.
It's a secret show.
File a C&D at some point.
So is his stomach.
Yeah.
Fellas, wishing my boy Mathis.
I'm over here in a glass house. I'm going to throw stones.
Yeah, right. Me too.
Pronounce that in D.
Matthias, a great birthday. Could Coach Ted give him some golf tips for hitting his driver? And can the captain give him some words of wisdom about being more confident with the ladies? See you guys at the Metallica show tonight. Rock out, bitches. That from Nick, the pizza guy.
All right. First of all, I'd say if you can't hit your driver, take an iron off the tee and let's get a par. Second of all, man, driver's a lot of things, but you got to put that ball front up ahead of you, right? Interlock our fingers. And then the other thing is, remember, we're looking for club speed, but you don't have to grip it and rip it like you're hitting a baseball. Right, Miles?
No.
Some people swing way too hard and frustrate themselves. We want a fluid motion, swing the golf club, drive the thing down the center.
And sometimes it's just better to use a bird's nest kind of a grip. You know what I mean? And not really kind of grab onto that thing so damn hard.
They say grip it and rip it, but you don't really need to grip the club. You just need to rip the club.
What's the old saying, remember? Oh, the old saying is like, it's a wounded bird. Firm enough it can't get away, but not too much that you hurt it.
Yep. I'll tell you about a wounded bird that you can't, Sam, but that was a different night. He doesn't like lubrication. But you wouldn't know this, but the El Capitan used to lack confidence with the breasted sex. I never knew what to say or how to break the ice, but I took the advice of that lady slaying sex machine that you know as the Quaker Oats guy. He told me, what? You don't know what that man's packing, but the ladies do. But he told me the secret one night, after we put liquid acid in her eyes and rented a three-legged donkey named Slappy to help us pull 180 kilos of illegal monkey bones that we were hauling. Anyway, he told me the secret to getting the ladies. You roll up to the men and explain that you have both red wine and cocaine at your place. Works every time. At least it does with Miss Butterworth. Crunch bags.
Really? Is that why he's smiling all the time?
That is why he's smiling all the time. That little sly, toothless smile. I'm stirring your oats from the pants down.
All about y'all's longtime listener. Hopefully this gets to you guys this year. After years of my wife missing out on a shout out for me, I am giving it a try myself. I'm turning the ripe young age of 37. Can I request for a classic mash of buttons on the soundboard from Mike and all of you guys talking all over each other about what my wife should do for me this birthday weekend? I know she would love a little direction. Thanks, guys. And from Kenny G of Tacoma. And rock on.
It's a story. It's not a story book.
Oh, damn it.
Cut your mouth. You're not God.
Holy J.
You like that? You like that?
Well, seems pretty simple.
You are the alarm clock.
I'm saying the same thing, Mom.
Yeah, just you don't set the alarm. My wife doesn't do email, so this is from her. For my 40th. I guess he transcribed this. Just got done with 3 straight days of golfing at Suncadia, where the wind never blows. Definitely not sober. Thanks, boys. I was being facetious. Coach Ted, could you please talk about me turning awesome at 40? Father of 4 humans, dogs, cats, coach, president of the Football Association, manager, husband, makes all the money. Everyone loves him. Green beans, too, because he hates green beans, and I love him. And your penis is too small. Make fun of his natural slice, too, and how he sucks at golf. Love his annoying wife, like your butt. Thanks, guys. That from Devin.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
That's a weird one, because I got him transcribing his wife, but his wife talking in the second person while he talks in the first person, while she's giving the shout-out while he's typing it.
And she was very, very complimentary. Awful. Everybody loves him.
Isn't she his natural slice?
First of all, there's one thing I know about people that slice the ball when you play golf, is that every time you do slice it, you got to turn to the other 3 guys in your foursome, and you got to look them straight in the eye and go, you know what? It's weird. I never slice. Now, if you slice that bat all the time, maybe just aim left and hope it lands in the middle of the fairway.
Play what you got. That's exactly right.
Yeah, but Miles, you know, there's always that one guy. I never slice. I don't know what's going on.
Four!
Yeah, it's like, dude, you slice every time I play with you. Let's start calling you Orange.
Oh, damn. Or Home.
Lemon Lime Slice.
Home Slice. That's old school.
Hey, look, it's Orange. Piece of pizza.
What did that mean? What up, Home Slice? You're a slice of Home. Home Slice.
Were people saying that?
No, back when I was growing up, yes. You
they
were
said
slice.
It to you.
To anybody.
I've heard you say it.
What up, Home Slice? What does that mean? So confused.
Who was saying it to? Was this like
every
college
single person
or town?
You, no, this is high school. This is middle school. Everybody was Home Slice. What up, Home Slice?
You went around for the Home Slice?
Now.
Really?
Okay.
Wow, we are old. Yeah, because I mean, right, I heard Home Slice plenty.
Homie, homeboy.
Home Slice.
Home Slice worked its way. However, homie and homeboy, they have survived. Home Slice seems to have perished.
Also, C-U-Z cuz.
Yeah.
Either cuz or Home Slice.
Cuz.
Whenever one of my cousins has a birthday, to this day, I text him, happy birthday, cuz.
I do it every time, too, man.
Right.
All of it, y'all, is like to wish our good friend, Cornfed, a happy 44th birthday, an awesome friend who would do anything for you. If you ask for his help on a project, he'll show up with a tool bag in one hand and a 12-pack in the other. So to help him celebrate his birthday, would you please serve him up with a big helping of green beans, have Mike give him the wettest fart in his lineup, and ask the dirty Germans to tell him what they would do for a guy who would give them the shirt off his own back. Rock on, bitches, from his best friends, Asmara, Jim, and Steve.
Green bean.
What?
Asmara.
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yeah, the only reason you give me the shirt off your back is so that I can clean what I've left on your back.
Yeah, I thought it was just to give me a target. Shots, anyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready for that. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. Okay, I think now it's time to beam our satellites a third of a mile, maybe 3/4 of a mile, down the road to Lumen Field. Who do we have on the line there from the Daily Mix Morning Show? Hello?
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 Is that Biggs?
Hello.
What are you doing?
What's up? I'm just casually hanging outside the Metallica concert. How are you guys?
Casually hanging outside. That's what I say to the cops when I'm up to no good.
Yeah, Steve, that sounds a little odd.
What do you mean, casually? I'm just casually hanging outside of the playground,
bro. Nothing to see here, officer.
You know, it's kind of weird, man. Based on where the office is, Steve, you don't get to see this too much, unless it's maybe a day game. But typically, we'll see all the Mariners fans heading down and everything else. But today, it is a way different scene of people in downtown Seattle walking down to Lumen for tonight, man. It's pretty cool.
It's an energy, man. It's a bunch of like just hairy rockers just having a great time walking the streets of Seattle. And Thrill, I think, of everyone on the show is going to appreciate this. We get to Lumen Field. I'm walking by. You can even check your cell phone. I texted you the picture. Who do I run into? Mike Borden from Faith No More.
Are you kidding me? Serious
right now?
No way.
My all-time favorite drummer, just casually walking by. He's with my buddy Tavis. So I'm flipping my buddy Tavis off because that's just what I do. And I'm like, oh, the guy he's talking to and hanging with looks a lot like Mike Borden. You know, big dreadlocks. And then he introduced me. He's like, oh, this is my friend Mike. I'm like, you mean Mike Borden? And the dude could not be nicer. Of course, I fanboy out. I'm like, you have no idea how much you mean to me as a drummer.
Do you give him a hug?
Gonna ask you if you told him, man. Like, did you mouth kiss him? You meeting Mike Borden is like me meeting Flea. Like, oh, dude, sorry, we're about to have sex. That's how much I like you.
Well, the best part is like, oh, you probably just say that to any drummer, and then Tavis looks and goes, oh, no, he's not lying. I've had many conversations with Biggs about Mike, about you, man. And could not be a nicer guy. I'm riding high, man. This is a great day already.
That is awesome, man.
That is awesome, dude. So you haven't made it in the stadium yet.
Now we're in there, and how weird is this? We walk up to the KSW 10, you know, they're playing some music in here. What song is playing? Epic by Faith No More.
Of course.
So tell them thanks for not playing the radio station. You know, we're doing this job for a reason. They have it on. Okay.
Yeah, you guys are talking too much. We want to hear from
you. You sound like an email.
We've heard that before, Steve. Ironically enough, have you seen any of the Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow big can? Because we told they sent a boat ton of beer down there for the two shows.
We haven't made it to where all the concessions are just yet. We're literally like right inside where like Blue Thunder plays on the steps. We're tent set up.
North Plaza.
I've talked to so many rockaholics that have asked me, like, as if I'm like the beer locator, like, hey man, where do I go to get the Men's Room IPA? I'm like, oh wait, I'm now looking at somebody walking around with a Men's Room IPA. The yellow pans are in full effect. Let's party.
Oh, what did you do, man? Did you go home and power nap for a minute, or are you just powering through?
It's a long story, but my dog, Lulu, you know, she's on her last leg. She went to bed last night. So I had to clean up a massive mess that was going on. So not much napping.
So you had to drive all the way down to Puyallup and then drive your ass all the way back here?
Yeah.
Oh, great. All right. Just to pick up dog crap.
Clean up dog turds and Meek Mike Borden. I mean, it balances out, man.
This is adulthood right here.
Hey, I met Mike Borden. That's all that matters.
Dude, that is fantastic.
That's cool.
That is great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How many people? You're the first person I texted.
Migsy, how many people are already in there? Like my Facebook, there's a lot of people already in that stadium.
The line is already bonkers to get in, but the craziest line right now is the merchandise line. It is. I'm basically watching Metallica's wallets get fatter and fatter by the second. Like, there is a massive line for the merch. Yeah, people are already here, man. Everyone's just excited. It's a great energy. The weather's great, so everybody's just in great spirits. It's pretty bonkers already. I'm glad we got down here early.
Well, they're saying the show starts at 6, so I'm assuming one of the opening acts is going to come out before Pantera and play, or one of two bands. So the show's starting out pretty soon, right?
Yeah, I think Mammoth goes on at 6. Pantera's like 7-ish, and then Metallica goes on stage at, I think, 8:30.
I would actually like to see Mammoth, but I don't know if I'll be able to do that.
Yes.
I also feel like I met
Mike Borden from Faith No More. That's all that matters.
I know, dude. That's so cool, man. I'm glad that happened for you. And jealous.
It's so weird.
Yeah,
I'm here to see my friend Robert. And I'm like, you mean Robert Trujillo? And he's like, yep. I'm like, this is crazy.
That's crazy. Does he live in Seattle or did he just come out for the show?
No, he lives in San Francisco, but they're not playing, oddly enough, Metallica being a Bay Area band, they're not playing in San Francisco. He's like, I'm just going to fly out. I have friends. Like, the sound guy was Ozzy's guy. And of course, he played with Ozzy for a little bit. He's like, Robert's my buddy. So he's like, and then I was like, well, you're already down here? And he's like, I didn't want to sit in my hotel. I might as well enjoy the weather, walk around, and meet some Metallica fans. I'm like, all right, you just got even cooler.
Steve, the last time we saw Tavis in studio, Alice in Chains was just up for American Music Award or whatever the deal was. I cannot remember.
Yeah.
But all the guys are sober at that point in time. But one of the things in the gift bag that they gave the guys in the band was a very expensive bottle of tequila.
Oh, it was the Grammys.
Oh, the Grammys. Yeah. That's right. They're up for a Grammy.
Oh, nice.
So Tavis comes in wearing a Spider-Man outfit. You could see every vein on his penis.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, this thing is so tight.
It was like porno Spider-Man.
Yeah. I mean, you could see which boy hung lower.
Tavis is a lot smaller since then.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, it was the only thing. It was like Spider-Man's penis walked in.
With a bottle of tequila.
And gave us this tequila, and then
and we had no idea
hung
what
out
was
for
going
a little
on.
While yeah. and took off. Right? So tell him, hey, and we miss him, and next time he comes back, he should bring another bottle of tequila for us.
And bring his penis too, apparently.
Yeah,
yeah, and his penis.
Well, I mean, I hope he does. If he loses, that'd be bad.
And KSW set up down there so anybody can walk up and just say hi. You guys hanging out by wherever our booth is, whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have two KSW tents that are just set up. So, yeah, anyone who walks in, if you're coming down, we're going to be here until about 6 o'clock just hanging out with the Rockaholics. And we're going to, you know, we might even play Beat Migs. We're going to just do some stupid stuff while we're here.
You're giving out free hugs, I guess.
Yeah, free hugs. That's about all I got, man.
Okay, maybe
a button. I think we have buttons.
Oh, we do. Very cool. Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show. Enjoy the 3-day weekend. Enjoy Metallica tonight, man. I know it's going to be a great show. Have a good time down there, man.
Much love, fellas. I'll be seeing some of you when you get done with the show, man. I'll see you guys.
Yes, you will.
All right.
Let's go.
Ted, I know you're.
Man.
Is that a tear?
Yeah.
We don't. Looks like we ran out of time. I'm Ted versus
Unimarius.
Damn it.
What? We stayed up all night.
I know. That's the thing.
All night.
Yes, yeah. Ted. All night.
It was about Bo and Luke sniffing Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut continuously.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse. Cooter's cut from Heinous Anus. All those things.
We'll get to it next week. Don't
worry. Anus Anus has the worst cookies.
Yeah, I was going to say that. They did not sell well
He's
at all.
He's not famous. No. Or Hawaiian.
Anus Anus cookies.
Yeah. All right. Okay, we'll do Ted versus the FCC coming up for you on next Friday's program. Okay, coming up, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so weekend's almost here. Coming up, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Huffington Post has labeled rucking as the latest walking trend.
Oh, it's been around for a long
time. It's been around forever.
I've been a ruck backpack for a decade.
Right.
How is that the latest walking trend?
It's like saying horseback riding is the latest mode of transportation.
Right. Did it go out of style and then come back in?
I'll tell you what, though, man. The guys who do it, I've looked into rucking groups in the area. Man, they don't mess around with the distance on the ruck.
Oh, sure.
And I've got an official ruck pack that has the sleeves for the weights and all the stuff.
Gotcha.
And all the different accessories that you need for that thing.
Yeah.
Basically reflectors, because you walk for so long, you're going to make it to dark before you're done half the time. Unless you start real early. And those military guys who do that, they start real early.
Is that why you're so swole, Miles?
Well, that backpack that I have that has the reflectors on it, it's a ruck pack. If you go to like ruckpack.com or whatever, they have all the weights and all the different
Mike
stuff
and I were talking about this before the show. We were kind of laughing, like, that's not new. And I was like, Miles has been doing it for 10 or 12 years.
Yeah.
That's why he can cut a diamond on his calves.
Well, damn right.
I'll tell you what.
And I mean, for the military dudes, that's just normal stuff you do in the military.
Yeah, they're probably like, is this a trend? Is that what that is?
Right. It's cool. Trending. Okay.
It's also like climbing. It's low and slow.
Right.
So you're not trying to burn it. So I would ruck into work every once in a while with maybe 20, 25 pounds on. By the time I got to work, I was drenching in sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Like my whole back was just wet underneath that backpack.
All right, when I was living in Belltown, once I walked to Husky Stadium with a 12-pack of beer,
that's
was
a
I rucking?
Good hike.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you were.
You were carrying extra weight. You went a decent distance.
The difference is you don't take the same amount of weight back.
Yeah, right.
Because it's like taking, you know, gallons of water at the top of a peak and then dumping them at the top. You're kind of cheating yourself on the way down there, man. You're going to bonk.
After one of their performers took a tumble.
Sorry, I heard tongue.
After one of their performers took a tumble, OSHA is now investigating Cirque du Soleil.
Now?
They
now
they are. Taking tumbles for years?
I know.
Do they not understand what Cirque du Soleil is?
It's about to get boring. I mean, be honest with you. Now it's about to get boring.
The reason people go is because they do things where potentially it could lead to great injury.
Right.
And yes, sir,
that's what makes it a feat.
The last two times, my parents have a friend that lives in Vegas, and they're older, so every time they go to Vegas, they're going to see Cirque du Soleil. The last two times my parents have gone, something has gone wrong and the show ended early.
Right.
And I told my mom, they're going to put your ass like in a picture and say, like, if she shows up, cancel the show because nothing good. They should watch someone fall from the trapeze and really F themselves up. I can't remember what the other one was, but it was equally as devastating. Yeah. But like, that's what it is.
It's kind of weird, too, when you look at things from a geographical standpoint. But most of those performers are Eastern Bloc or Russian.
Yeah.
So that must be, acrobatics must be a big deal.
That is a
area.
Very huge right. thing,
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, that, and I would say a lot of your ballerinas and ballerinas?
Right. Absolutely.
Are Russian, too. What do you call a dude that's a ballerina?
A ballerina, Ted.
Ballerina.
Oh, there's not like a man version? Like actor, actress?
I have no idea.
It might be ballerino.
Oh, ballerino.
But why is OSHA going to investigate? You know why stuff happens? Because of what they do. Are they going to investigate NASCAR?
It's a high-wire act.
Are they going to investigate circuses, high-wire acts? Right, like, guys, it's an inherent danger. And you guys saw the people doing it. They know that.
Vegas is going to have to find a new gimmick show.
Oh, man. I hope they can find something.
That entire strip is covered with Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah. Just OSHA chill out, man.
Covered, Ted.
I know. Well, I feel like in old Vegas, they should have just like drunk guys try to walk across like a telephone pole.
Look at this.
Yeah, every night's a different act.
That'd be cool. It's only 3 feet off the ground. There's still an air mattress.
Right, you can make it all the way across. We give you a bottle of whatever you want.
Yeah, there's like a pool.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Researchers are breaking through, reaching 6G speeds in data.
Okay. About time.
Yeah, it's coming.
Thank goodness.
I know, right?
If my...
No more slowness.
Well, it means a new iPhone and a new Android for
Here's the thing.
Whoever
does that help my provider give it to me?
No.
I get to there's 4G, 5G, we can get up to 6G. Cool.
It'll
but
charge you more.
My, you know, my number one requirement is, can this phone fit in the pocket of my pants? Or is this thing so big that it can't?
Yeah.
That is my only requirement. Mm-hmm. Just, can I... oh, you got the small one. You're a dork. Like, no, I just want to be able to carry it around without a briefcase.
Right. You can't even watch movies on it. It's a phone.
It is a phone.
I don't plan to sit there and watch movies on this thing all the time. In a pinch on a plane,
on a
sure.
Plane,
but
right.
No, I got a TV for that.
On a plane or during a funeral. That is the only time that I will watch a movie on my phone.
But you know what? That helps.
Yep.
That helped me harken back to childhood. And sometimes we think that we had a good childhood, but it turns out that there's other some subtle signs that we didn't. And in fact, we actually got a full list.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 signs you had an unhappy childhood, even though you thought you didn't. I never gave it much thought until the other kids in grade school started talking about watching this or that on cable television. My life was subjected to PBS and Lawrence Welk while they were seeing boobies on HBO. I had to get my kicks looking at bras in the Sears catalog.
You're not alone.
And not pretty bras. I'm talking about those massive M1 Abrams tank bras. Positive Friday.
Yeah.
He's not wrong, dude.
No. So there's small things, but these are signs that you had an unhappy childhood, even though you thought you didn't. Bottom of the list, your list of chores always seemed bigger than your friends.
Oh, damn. When you put it like that.
No, I mean, you had chores, though.
Yeah. I mean,
look, some kids just don't have friends. I mean, is two chores more?
If you don't have more than two friends. But they're right. You got more chores than friends?
Yeah. Exactly.
In childhood.
My house could have been busted for child labor laws.
Every house could be busted for child.
Chopping
labor.
Wood, splitting wood, stacking wood. It didn't matter the season. There.
No, Maya's got to remember, as far as child labor goes, it's fine to make children work if they are yours and you don't pay them.
Right.
It's only bad if you pay them for the work they're doing.
Yeah. Can I have $20? I mean, you got three cords of wood out there. What did you do? Well, I put the wood out. Well, that's your job,
right?
To live here.
Yeah.
We're coming up, though, on the best time of year for a kid to do a chore.
What's that?
The leaf blower.
My kid loves leaf blower.
We didn't have that growing up, Ted.
Yeah. I got one when I was like, finally convinced my dad I was like 12 or 13.
Really?
But kind of like your son. Our yard was spotless.
Yeah. But
actually, it's funny. My wife and I were talking this morning, so I'm like, Jesus Christ, we got to clean this little bit up. And she's like, the boy will do it. I'm like, I know he will, dude. He will take that leaf blower and blow those leaves anywhere.
Yeah. Pile of leaves, though. At the end of it, you had fun because you put that all together in one big pile. And now you and your dog or whoever and your friends, they can run in and jump. So at least at the end of the chore, there was some fun involved with the finale.
You can see their worst traits in yourself. Again, these are signs that you had an unhappy childhood, even though you didn't. I thought you didn't.
I mean, I feel like everybody's going to have traits from their parents.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, like that, but you only,
good and bad.
You only know what you know at that age. So whatever your childhood is, that's all you know. Right?
But that's
so
the point of it. Looking back, you go, oh, God.
It didn't seem like anything different.
I see what you're saying. You only have the worst ones.
You had to grow up fast, they say.
Yeah, that sucks for any kid.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They never hid their problems from you.
Yeah, come on, man. Your kids don't need to know everything.
Right. That was never a thing for us. My folks, if they ever had problems, I never knew about it. Either that or I'm just oblivious AF. But
I've never heard anything from my parents. And it could be politics. It could be an issue they have with each other. Anything at all, we never heard it. Clearly, they had those discussions.
Sure.
And that is one thing I do take from them. Well, one thing that I'm aware of that I take from them that I try to apply to my kids. Like, you don't need to worry about the adult world.
Signs that you
had—they're not going to understand it. So, like, don't tell them.
Right. Signs that you had an unhappy childhood, even though you thought you didn't. Your parents didn't get out much, so you didn't, or so you didn't rather.
I mean, I don't know if it makes you unhappy, but yeah, my parents are out all the time or through parties, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they put loads of pressure on you.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah. They expect you to be just like them.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. No. I encourage anything other than that.
Yeah.
It's worked.
I know.
Right. I look at what your kids are doing. I'm like, that is not remotely reflective of you other than saying, hey.
My daughter's in the Peace Corps in the middle of Africa in a drought, like working her ass off.
Didn't you do that in your 20s, Miles?
No, I was smoking weed and being a DJ.
I think that probably depends on who your parents are, too.
Yeah. Your parents always made comments about your appearance.
Oh, my mother did.
I didn't get that.
I did.
My mother just wanted me to dress, like you were saying earlier, Miles, you know, wear the collared shirts and all that. And by 14, she kind of gave it up because it's like, look, Mom, I hear you. This is not who I am. It ain't going to happen.
You were never trusted to go out and see friends.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Never had that.
I don't even know if I was trusted. They were like, just get the hell out of the house. We don't care what you're doing.
Your parents were strict, number two on the list.
Nah.
Yeah, I had strict parents.
I mean, there were things you could and could not do, and they were very clear about the rules, but strict is not a word I would ever use.
And I feel like you don't know that until you start interacting with some other kids. Because as Miles was saying, you know, that's just what you know when you grow up, and then all of a sudden, I went to school, and I had all these friends. I had the strict parents. I know, because they all told me. Now, maybe they had the loose parents. I don't know, but I was told I had the strict parents.
I mean, my parents, they were somewhere in between. They weren't particularly strict. You were trusted to behave, but it was beaten in your head how to behave when you're out in public.
And your butt.
And, yes. And your ass. So if the head beating didn't quite take, then your ass took it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I have some friends that their parents were pretty damn strict, but they get along great now.
Oh, sure. Sure.
You know?
That's the second half. And then the number one sign that you had an unhappy childhood, even though you thought you didn't. There were so many rules about food.
No, not really.
Eat it before you get off the table. You can't leave the table without eating your
food.
My
mom did not cook well enough for her to have rules.
My old man had the only rule that he had was eat all you want, but eat all you take.
Yes.
Mine was just make sure you eat the peas. I'm like, that's the only thing I don't like.
Mm-hmm. We're going to use more rules.
Eat the peas.
In my house.
Who eats peas?
Not me.
I like peas.
Of course you do. You don't voluntarily make peas at home for dinner.
Not anymore. I used to. You guys remember I would make those little chicken and rice bowls? I had peas.
Oh, so gross.
I'm with Mike. I like peas.
Yeah.
I like peas if they're in a pot pie. That's it.
I think...
peas, you start choking.
I'm saying as far as peas are starchy. Most starchy vegetables taste better. They're not as healthy, like corn and peas.
Are peas not as healthy as your average vegetable?
I mean, not like eating broccoli.
I don't want that either. But
you make a bag of mixed vegetables with peas and carrots and all that crap in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're having a tough time in life.
No, you're healthy.
No, you're not.
That's a stir fry.
Things have gone downhill. Something bad's happened to you.
Throw some cut beef in there, man. Hell yeah.
Shoot.
How about take the peas out and add more beef?
Now you put it in a pot pie, you're rich.
No. No, not in my pot pie.
Just make some puff pastry and bones.
You're good to go. A crunchy crust. You know, some little gravy, something.
Make a biscuit next to it, Miles. Come on, man.
Kill that taste.
Damn. A couple in Tasmania are due in court after a day of fishing turned into a viral video.
What did they catch?
I don't want to tell you, but I will at 5:50.
Chlamydia.
Yeah, right? Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend in drinking time?